Hi, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I am reading the story written by user Bathing My Son from the r/incest subreddit. The title of the post is called, I've Been Helping My Son Bathe. This is update number 23, but since I'm renumbering it, it's update number 25 for our sake. Hey, happy Easter to all who celebrate. So this weekend, I feel I'll make another, at least, update after this one, because things are happening daily now, and I want to keep getting this stuff out while the experiences are still fresh. Friday morning, I wake up to see my youngest at my door, waiting for me to stir. Through blurry eyes, I said, good morning, sweetie. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine, Mom. I just wanted to see if you were okay. You've been asleep for ages. I obviously hadn't realized that I had overslept. I'd been stirring for a bit in and out of sleep, not realizing the time at all. We've got breakfast on. Want to come down now? Flashbacks of when he had tried to see me naked, getting out of bed about 2 weeks ago, but this time things are different. After looking him up and down, I grinned and slid the sheet off, revealing myself to him before walking over to the dresser. Putting on my uniform, the thong and crop top, and followed him to the kitchen where his brother was waiting for us. How'd you sleep? He said, turning from the stove, to which I responded with a coarse voice, fine, baby, before taking my seat. With the three of us together, I thought it was time for the inevitable chat that we had to have after what happened the night before. I wanted to keep it lighthearted and at least to ease everyone into the day. Nothing serious or anything to put them off the experience. Did you guys enjoy last night? I said while my youngest handed me a coffee. I saw them hesitate for a second while exchanging a glance before my oldest said, Mom, it was amazing. I looked to my youngest and raised my eyebrows while cooling my coffee with a blow, offering him the floor. Of course, I really missed it. His brother had no reaction to him recalling what we had done months past, which I took as a sign they had already discussed it this morning. Okay, so you liked it. Anything else to say? I said, eyebrows still raised. What else could we say? My oldest asked. I don't know. Maybe something like, you want to do it again? I asked, heart rate raising, and to my surprise at my own confidence. Of course we do, my youngest said, looking straight at me. Okay. Well then, good, because I do too. Remember what I said last night, before we started? That you can touch me too if you want. Maybe something to keep in mind. My youngest caught my drift, and in that I was craving their hands, but my oldest just looked like he'd been reminded that was an option. We finished breakfast and then parted ways for the day, doing chores, etc., around the house separately. By the time the evening hit, I was so worked up thinking about how the night would go. Slightly nervous as well at what was going to happen, but like I keep saying, I'm just happy to go with the flow. We ate dinner together, and they toddled off for a shower since it was my turn to do the dishes. They were already on the couch by the time I walked past to go to the bathroom, so I poked my head in and said, already? With a grin, then walked off to clean myself up. After I'd cleaned up, I chose another smaller thong to wear and walked back to meet them. When I came into the lounge room, they greeted me with a huge smile. Melt. And I sat between them again. No talking about anything to initiate things tonight. I just pressed my elbows together in front of me, squishing my breasts out for them to grab one each. My oldest obviously took what I said earlier to heart, since he shifted his weight and put his hand on my upper thigh as well. My youngest saw this and did the same on the other side. Well, I can see you want it again tonight, I giggled, while reaching for their shorts and grabbing their outlines. We were all breathing deeply, them touching me, and me being touched, They got a bit bold, too, with my thigh, grabbing and rubbing my knee up to my panty line. My oldest even ran his finger underneath the strap, almost all the way to my pussy, before pulling it out and snapping it back down on my hips. "So, can I have my turn now?" I said to them. "I want to see them again so badly, boys." They got the message and took their pants off. Sitting back down next to me, pressed closely to my torso, I looked down to see their hard cocks throbbing slightly and reached down to grab them again, lifting them up and jiggling them around while giggling. It's a nice feeling to have both hands full. New and exciting. I know I've said this, but fuck, you guys are both huge. I feel so lucky to have these to play with. "We're the lucky ones, Mom," my youngest said, while switching from my breast to my nipple, pinching them gently. When I started stroking them, my oldest moaned, fuck, before letting me go and sitting back on his chair. "Mom," he said, "what is it, honey? I see you naked now. I'm desperate for it." Of course you can. I pretended to muse while letting go of them and standing up. I looked between the two of them, back and forth, grinning just a little, heart absolutely pounding, and grabbed the sides of my thong and pulled them down. They didn't say anything until I spun before I heard my oldest say, very quietly, "Fuck." "I know, right?" said his brother. "She's got such a great body." Melt again. "Thanks, boys." I laughed before dropping to my knees and re-grabbing them, stroking slowly. They shifted forward a bit, so I had an easier access. I winked at my youngest before looking toward my oldest, locking eyes with him. I moved myself in front of him and got on all fours with my butt up in the air and started licking his balls. The sounds he was making nearly made me come right there. Just deep moans while he looked down at his mother's face between his thighs. I glanced over at my youngest and said, "Eat me, please, baby. I need that tongue again." While wiggling my hips, he stood up and moved around to my ass, laying his hands all over it, caressing it and squeezing before pulling my cheeks wide apart, making my head drop into his brother's crotch. "Oh, fuck, this is hot," I said before I used my hand to guide my oldest cock into my mouth. My youngest got down lower till his face was just about on my ass. I could feel every breath before his tongue slowly started to circle my ass. He moved between my clit and my asshole, all the while his brother was holding on for dear life, trying not to come too quick. Reeling my sucking back a little, desperate for him to last longer, I spat his cock out and grabbed it with my hand, doing long, slow strokes from the base to the tip using my spit as lube. My youngest's tongue felt incredible, and as he increased the pace of his licking, I reached between my own legs and found my clit, rubbing fervently as his tongue moved up to my ass. "Spread me," I said, looking back at him, which he did, allowing his tongue to go deeper and give me room to rub my clit even harder. I felt like no time had passed when I felt my orgasm building and my oldest was in the same boat. He was writhing around, calves tensing with every stroke I gave him. He just looked down at me with my ass in the air and his brother's face buried in it and nodding, letting me know he was close. I opened my mouth, laying the tip of my tongue on the head, nodding back, letting him know I wanted every drop. He came ropes right into my mouth, down into my throat. I held him in my mouth till I reached my own climax, and wave after wave of pleasure coursed through my whole body. I haven't come since my youngest and I had stopped, so it was instant relief when I finally did. There was still work to do, though. So I got up, turned around, and now with my ass pointing toward my oldest, my youngest still on his knees, I started sucking him. He was grabbing the back of my head, pulling himself deep into my throat, and basically fucking my face before he just moaned one quick, "Fuck," and came in my mouth, right where his brother had a few minutes before. The three of us just lay there slumped together, us on the floor and the oldest on the couch. I started giggling like crazy as my oldest just said, "Thank you," about 100 times over. We went off to another shower and cleaned up. But before I got to my bed, my oldest caught me walking down the hall and said, "That was amazing. Sorry I didn't tell you before. I want this again so badly. I love you." So, a huge weekend, and there's still plenty of time for more. Update number 26. Hey, another update about what happened over the weekend. Smile emoji. Thanks everyone for the kind messages, with a few exceptions of course, but that's standard here I think. This subreddit support has generally been great, and I'm very thankful for all of those who comment or give advice. Saturday night was just another blowjob for them on the couch. I didn't get to come, just took my sweet time with them and made sure they were really comfortable and satisfied. I'll make this update about Sunday, because there was something new to tell about what happened. Snicker emoji. Through the day, I noticed they'd been getting far more confident with me and my body. They had really taken me telling them they could touch me when they wanted, because it was impossible for me to walk past them without having at least one hand on my ass or my breast. I was still in uniform throughout the day, but I chose to wear another teeny tiny thong for the day, which definitely they appreciated. It's becoming more intense between the three of us, and we're all enjoying how it's developing. When my oldest went out for the day to see his friends, we had a long cuddle where he reached down with both hands and grabbed my ass, lifting it up and spreading it, which gave me a spring in my step for the rest of the afternoon. By evening, time after we had all showered, and a full day of feeling super confident because of their touches, I thought it was time for me to repay the favor in a slightly different way. When I dried myself off, I wrapped up in a towel and yelled, "Boys, can you come here, please?" I heard their feet immediately patter up toward the room, and they walked in together. First thing I noticed was that they weren't wearing shorts at all, just briefs. And I could see two very distinct, cock-shaped outlines. Oh, wow. No pants already. "Hey, this is very presumptuous of you both," I said with a grin. "Well, we knew they were coming off anyway," my youngest said. Well, you'd be right. Tonight, though, my knees are a bit sore from being on the ground in the lounge. Can you jump up on the bed, please?" They both shuffled up toward the headboard and took their place laying next to each other. Both had the stupidest grin on their face the whole time. It was actually really cute. "Aren't you forgetting something?" I asked, standing at their feet, leaning against the bed. They looked perplexed before my youngest nudged his brother and looked down at their briefs. He's been here before and knows the drill a little bit better than his brother, so it was endearing to watch him guide his brother through this. "She means these." "Bingo," I said, looking between them. They both pulled their briefs down and threw them off to the side of the bed, now fully exposed and erect. It sends butterflies through my body when I see them like that, and even more so today with them laying down on the bed. I don't know why, it just felt more special, because it was in my bed and perhaps on the couch. "Your turn now," my oldest said, looking back up to me. "Well, I mean if you insist," I said, dropping the towel, revealing myself to them. We just stayed like that for a time, them studying me and vice versa before I climbed up onto the bed and knelt down between their hips, laying my head on their thighs and scratching my nails gently. "I've been thinking about this all day," I said, finally breaking the silence. Oh, Mom, I have too, said the youngest, quick in his response. You two have had me worked up all day, and I want to show my appreciation. Remember, though, don't be shy and touch me all you want, okay? They both nodded, and I moved my hand from their legs to around their cocks, which elicited a sharp inhale from both of them. I held them straight up, hands around the base, and wiggled them a bit, which gave me a giggle. My God, I said, wiggling them again. I know I've said this before, but fuck, you two are huge. They really did look bigger somehow, probably because they weren't hunched over in a couch and more on show, cocks pointing straight upward. I started gently stroking on them, pulling their foreskin all the way back before moving my hands back up slowly. All I heard was groans, so I spat into my hands for some lubrication, then grabbed them again and made circles with my palms across their tips. Fuck, Mom, my youngest moaned. That feels so good. I know, baby. But want to know what feels better? I know, and I want it, said the oldest. We locked eyes, and without really thinking about it, I leaned toward his cock and put as much of it in my mouth as I could, holding it there before coming up for air. I moved my head to my youngest and did the same thing with him, hearing fucks from both of their heads dropped back down into the pillow. I swapped back and forth between them, like that with the one that wasn't in my mouth, getting my hand rubbing up and down, now coated with saliva. I fucking love this, I said quickly before swapping cocks again. I tried going as deep as I could, actually choking before swapping, and my hands dropped to their balls, massaging and swirling my hands all around. My youngest sat up a bit, reaching out for my breasts, but he couldn't quite reach, so I shifted forward slightly, and he grabbed. His brother following suit, and they both squeezed my chest as I was hanging over their stomachs. I looked over to my oldest, who was staring intently at my ass, so I wiggled my hips, a silent signal that he understood immediately. He got up, and we all shifted, me right in front of the youngest, and my oldest took up the position right behind me. He stroked my ass a bit, squeezing and pulling my ass cheeks apart. All I heard was moaning from both of them, so I asked, do you like my ass, baby? It's incredible, Mom, he breathed. Then eat it, baby, I said before turning my head to focus on his brother. He moved his head between my thighs, and I felt his tongue circling my clit, which made me lose any focus I had left. He definitely knows what he's doing back there, and admittedly probably because he's older and has more experience. He does it better than his brother. I reached one hand back, grabbing his head and pulling him deep into my ass, till his tongue started penetrating me, melt. I tried to focus on my youngest's cock, but it was so hard with what was happening behind me, so I tried to make things easier by dropping his cock and moving down to his balls, gooch. He shifted his weight down again, seeing where I was going with it, and lifted his legs into the air, slightly giving me lower access to pressing on my head. I finally moved lower and my tongue hit his asshole, where I jerked him with my free hand. He moaned like crazy as I circled his ass with my tongue, while my oldest did the same with me, making a train of ass to mouth. Tell me you love this, Mom, my oldest said, coming up for air. Oh, fuck. I love this so much, boys. I love you. Then roll over, my oldest instructed me. I did as he said, rolling over to my side and my head resting on my youngest's lap. Both hands on his cock and jerking him beside my head, while my oldest lay down flat and wrapped his arms around my thighs before burying his face into my pussy. God, it felt so fucking good. So I said, holy fuck, baby. if you keep going like that, I'm going to come. My youngest got up beside my face onto his knees and started jerking. So I grabbed his balls with one hand and with the other squeezing my own boob. Fully embracing what my oldest was doing, before long, my youngest said, "Mom, I can't hold it." "Do it, baby. Come on me, please. I want it on me so fucking bad." So he let out a low, guttural moan before he breathed, "Oh, fuck," and came ropes into my chest and neck. There was too much for me to watch. And in no time, I felt my own legs seizing and my toes curling while my clit was being dominated by my oldest's tongue. I mirrored my youngest's cry, saying, "Oh, fuck," and grabbed my oldest's hair, pulling him before I came. Wave after wave again sent shocks right through me, and I collapsed into a giggling heap. My oldest pulled himself up and started jerking where he knelt right between my thighs, so I started talking to him. "That's it, baby. Come on mommy's pussy. I want to feel it all over me. Are you going to come for mommy?" I breathed, still short of shaking from my own orgasm. Me saying mommy tipped him over the edge, and he came, but not before pointing himself directly at my pussy. Come, and more come, hitting my thighs and everything in between. We all collapsed in a big heap, breathing deeply, no one saying anything for a time. My oldest eventually spoke up and shocked me a little by asking straight out, "You're into butt stuff, aren't you?" "I mean, yeah," I said kind of shyly. "What makes you ask?" "'Cause you like being licked down there." "And you licked his ass," he laughed, pointing at his brother. I stuttered through some explanation, but he interrupted me, saying, "Don't worry, Mom. I don't care at all. I'm just happy this is happening." We all showered separately and retired to bed fully satisfied. Monday, I got called into work and couldn't give up that holiday pay, so I took the shift. I was looking forward to another day / night with them, but alas, life gets in the way and we still have plenty of time to get next weekend for more. I really want to fuck them both now, so I'll propose it on Friday night, but I don't see why they wouldn't be on board. Update number 27. Hi, back with another installment with what's been going on in our lives. I'm sorry for the extra long day in this post. I've been super busy with work and trying things at home. I've just been too tired to get this out until now. As you know, things have definitely been stepping up a gear again. And 2 weekends ago, it was looking like the time we'd cross yet another boundary. But we didn't, to a degree. It was just full of blowjobs. And we did make an oral train, with me in between them. I sat on my youngest's face while blowing his brother, but I thought, with just that, it probably wasn't a big enough deal to post about. Then life happened, and I've been offline ever since. I'll try to get 2 updates out ASAP to catch everyone up to date until now, so stay tuned over the next 2 days for the follow-up posts to this one. This update contains another escalation from last weekend, so I hope it's worth waiting for. Smile emoji. I worked late again all week before last, so I didn't get all that much time from them from Monday to Friday. I'd been feeling very starved for touch by late Friday evening, but as I expected, they were already asleep when I got home. It was almost past midnight. Saturday, last weekend, morning, I stirred around 9 to the sounds of clanging in the kitchen, so I put on my uniform to go down to see what was for breakfast. I woke up horny, knowing I could have their cocks in my hands whenever I chose over the next 2 days. They were already in the kitchen making food for themselves when I walked in. The faint aroma of coffee and their smell had me more excited than the food. Morning, boys, I said to each through blurred eyes while going over for a hug. Is this coffee for me? my youngest handed me a cup and we chatted a bit about the week just gone. "It's lonely here without you at night," my oldest admitted. "You've been working so much lately. I hope it doesn't keep up like this." "It shouldn't for too long, but the money is just too good not to turn down," I said, a little sadly. I knew we shared the sadness of not spending time together, but I was becoming less sad by the minute, anticipating a fun weekend together. "I'm sorry again, boys. Can I make it up to you somehow?" My youngest put his fork down, eyebrow raised. "How do you plan on that?" he said with a grin. "Well, I'm sure we can think of something, maybe a few things," I shot back with a grin. "In fact, why don't I show you after breakfast?" I've never seen two people eat so fast. They scoffed down what remained in their plates, and quick as a flash, the dishwasher was stacked. They stood up next to me, waiting for my next move, which made me giggle. "Go wait in my bedroom." They darted off, leaving me in their dust as they rushed to the bed. When I got up there, they were already in position, laying next to each other, fully naked with hard-ons on full display. I had to stand there and laugh at them for a bit, looking so cute, waiting for their mom. "You two move quick when you want to. I still need a shower, though, because I got home so late." They both looked at me miffed when I said that, because obviously they were ready to go. And I said, "Don't look so glum. Have you both showered this morning?" "I haven't yet, actually," my youngest said, looking at his brother, who nodded in agreement. "Well, I'd hate to leave you both here. Why don't you come in with me?" I said, heart racing slightly, their eyebrows raised in sync, before my youngest said, "I was really hoping that we'd do that again." "I'll take that as a yes," I said, smiling and dropping my crop and thong at the end of the bed. "I've got to say, I do love being naked around the house, if you haven't noticed. I'll make it really worth your while, though. Both of you." And wandered into the ensuite, turning on the shower. They appeared at my side, stepping in after me. It was a huge shower, but there was just enough space for three people. It was a little squished, but we made it work. "I never thought I'd be able to do this again," my youngest said, his voice almost lost under the noise of the water. I looked at my oldest to see his reaction, but he just smiled at me. By now, he's fully accepted the situation between his brother and I. Something about the warmth in that smile really cemented that for me. With them on either side of me, we started just washing ourselves, me brushing up against them with every turn. I really had giggles, and it was such a happy feeling for me to have them both in there. I couldn't contain it. I noticed they weren't washing their groins, so I took the liberty of doing that for them in my own hands, pumping them with soap and reaching down to their balls, massaging them, and watching them gasp as I took my time, slowly washing from tip to shaft. We were in the position for a while, as their hands went all over my body as I gripped their cocks tighter and tighter. Soon enough, my oldest reached down toward my ass, and he pulled my cheeks apart, before placing a finger at the hole and made little circles with it. His brother saw what he was doing and reached down toward my front, placing his hand over my mound and rubbing my clit with his fingers. I lay my head onto his chest when he did that, taking in his smell as I nuzzled into his neck. "Oh, boys," I moaned very gently. "Let's finish here quick," I said suddenly, and let go of them. We finished washing ourselves, and after drying off, they lay back into position on my bed, side by side, cocks twitching and laying up to the across their stomachs. I crawled up between them and lay down and placed my hand on their upper thighs, just stroking and admiring their bodies. They both squished in tighter toward me, and my youngest put his intentions on full display by opening his legs and laying one of them across mine. "So," my oldest stated, "what do you have in mind for today?" What do you mean, baby? I said, feigning ignorance and trying to get him to be more vulnerable. Well, you said you'd make it worth our while before. What did you mean by that? He said, with a lot of nerves in his voice. I could feel his heart beating very strongly against my torso, feeling every pump go almost through my body, too. All of a sudden, I started to get a bit shy myself. I thought by now I'd be ready to take that fatal step, but there was definitely a part of me that knew once that we did, there was no going back. Not that I wanted to pull out now at all, but I've since put it down as the nerves of motherly love. What I did have planned would have repercussions, but I thought that if I'd done it with one, it really was time to share myself with them both. The last few months flashed before my eyes as we lay there ultimately. I decided to just go for it. It sounds like you already know, I started. I think it's high time we take it to the next step. My stomach was already in my throat while I was saying this, but the words still poured out. I want both of you now. If you do, of course. I finished by looking back and forth between them, their eyes wide and gleaming. Please, Mom, my youngest said. I've been waiting so long for you to say that again. I looked to my oldest and locked eyes with him, and he didn't say anything. Just shifted his weight and started cupping my breasts, leaning his head and nuzzling it into my neck and pecking it gently. That was all I needed, and after a deep breath, I rolled over onto my knees from between them and moved down in front of my youngest, taking him into my mouth and sticking my butt up into the air, looking at my oldest. He wasted no time in getting himself up and moving around to my rear. I felt his hands on each of my cheeks. Not being able to see him, I had imagined what he was doing. His lips pressed against my butt, a few times moving all around it and kissing, but stopping before he got to my pussy, which he lent his finger running up and down from clit to ass. Spitting my youngest out and grabbing him with two hands, I turned around over to my shoulder, looking at my oldest in the eyes, and arched my back slightly more, inviting him into me, saying, take it. I'm here for you and love you both so much. I saw his hands disappear under the hump of my ass, and something much bigger than his finger started sliding up and down my pussy. My head dropped as I let out a really large sigh into my youngest crotch. And as his hands ran through my hair and scratched my head, I looked up at him, making eye contact as his brother found some strength and started pushing himself in. Oh my God. I could only breathe as I stretched around his cock. He held it in there for a second before pulling out gently and pushing it back in, deeper this time. Oh fuck, Mom, he moaned as he started thrusting in and out. My pussy twitching as his newfound cock went deeper and deeper with each thrust. My youngest grabbed the back of my head and gently guided it back toward his cock, which I licked from base to tip, trying to focus but unable to. I slipped as much as I could into my mouth while his brother kept going from behind, his thumb finding my asshole and making small circles while he grabbed my waist and thrust harder and harder. Fuck, boys, I moaned. This pussy is all yours. Surprising myself a little, I was even able to speak, let alone dirty talk them. We were in that position for a while, as they had me from each end, eventually finding a rhythm and letting me work them simultaneously. They were groaning like crazy, and my oldest started with a familiar pre-orgasm noise, so I pulled him off, not wanting him to come just yet, and turned around to face him. I positioned my pussy over to my youngest's cock, which he guided me in, and I sat on, taking it all the way in since I was already really warmed up. I held the back of my oldest's thighs as he put himself into my mouth, and he used my throat for his pleasure. I was gagging a bit, but still held him tight onto my face. Being filled from each end, I wanted both of them all the way inside me. Eventually, I came up for air, saliva dripping down my boobs, and went on for more. My youngest repositioned himself onto his knees, and they held on to me tightly, thrusting as hard and deep as they could, me opening both ends to get as much of them as I could in. Pretty soon, my youngest said, "Oh God, this is, fuck Mom, I'm gonna come." I pulled myself off them and got up onto my knees, saying, "Stand over me." They did as they were told, and I jerked them both while right next to my face. My oldest brushed my hand off himself, and he took himself in his own hands, using his hand on my head to steady himself, so I faced him. Looking at him stroking himself, and used both hands to jerk my youngest. After some groaning, and to be honest, it was more like a yell, they both came onto my body in a pretty quick succession. I wanted them in my mouth, but it was just all mist and landed on my breasts and dropped down to my thighs. While they were still breathing hard, I wrapped my arms around their thighs and held them close to me, head dropped and speechless. After we cleaned up with another shower, this time one at a time, we came back to bed, and after calming down, I cuddled with them both. Some words were exchanged, but I don't remember what was said. I just remember the feeling of love I had going across my entire body. This was a long one, so I'm sorry about that. I just wanted to get as much detail in the event as possible, since it's kind of a big one. Next update about this weekend will be up shortly too. Any question anyone has, just ask and I'll respond.